This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission launches TikTok voter awareness campaign ahead of House of Representative polls. Prime Minister Karki says March 5th House of Representative elections will mark new phase of democratic stability. Home Minister Arial calls on voters to participate confidently in upcoming polls. Central Security Committee reviews election preparedness nationwide. And Afghanistan faces record child malnutrition as aid cuts deepen crisis. Now the news in detail. With just 13 days remaining before the House of Representative election, the Election Commission has launched a TikTok-based voter education campaign offering cash prizes of up to Rs. 50,000. The Commission is encouraging citizens, particularly young people, to create one-minute TikTok videos promoting voter awareness and responsible participation in national democratic exercise. Participants are invited to produce short, engaging videos on topics such as voter education, the importance of the election, proper ballot stamping procedures, and adherence to the Election Code of Conduct. Entries must be posted on social media and submitted to the Commission's official email by March 1. Videos must be interactive, message-oriented, and relevant to the House of Representative election. The best entries will be selected by independent experts and the Commission. It may be noted that earlier Election Commission and TikTok had signed a Memorandum of Understanding to support election integrity efforts ahead of the 2026 general elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said the government has used its full strength to ensure the March 5th House of Representative election is free, fair and impartial, paving the way for sustainable democratic stability in the country. While addressing this special ceremony organized yesterday at the Army Pavilion in Turik Hill of Kathmandu on the occasion of the 76th National Democracy Day, the head of the government expressed her confidence that the parliament and government to be formed after this election will further advance the democratic system, making it more dynamic, result-oriented and accountable to the people. The celebration was also attended by President Ramchandra Paudal, Vice President Ram Sahay Prasad Yadav, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal, ministers, heads and representatives of various diplomatic missions in Nepal, senior government officials and distinguished members of society, among others. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has urged voters to participate confidently in the House of Representative elections scheduled for March 5, assuring that all necessary security arrangements have been completed. Speaking at a meeting of the Central Security Committee at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Minister Arial said the elections will be conducted in a robust and reliable security environment with full coordination among all concerned agencies. He expressed confidence that the polls will be held on the scheduled date with the support of all stakeholders. During the meeting, chiefs of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, along with the officials from district security committees, briefed the Home Minister on the district-specific security strategies being implemented in the polls. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, the meeting also reviewed the implementation of the Central Election Security Strategy and overall preparations for the March 5 polls. Held virtually, the meeting included participation from principal secretaries of all 7 provinces and chief district officers from 77 districts who presented updates on provincial and district-level security arrangements. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has urged media outlets not to conduct opinion polls ahead of March 5 House of Representative elections, warning that action will be taken against those violating the Election Code of Conduct. Speaking at a program organized yesterday to mark the 10th election day, Commissioner Bhandari also called on political party supporters to follow the code and refrain from defaming others on social media. Also speaking in the program, Commission Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut said election officials are being appointed and trained across districts, adding that voter education materials are being disseminated through the Commission's website and official social media platforms. The 10th election day was observed yesterday, marking the historic occasion when Nepali citizens first exercised their right to vote after the country's first general election on Phagun 7, 2015, Bikram Samvat, 8 years after the establishment of democracy in 2007 BS. The Communist Party of Nepal, CPN-UML, has unveiled its election manifesto for the upcoming House of Representatives polls. Party Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli launched the manifesto at a program organized by the UML Central Election Mobilization Committee. The document outlines commitments with specific goals prioritizing good governance, development, employment and social justice. The manifesto includes 11 immediate tasks, 5 fundamental tasks and 25 pledges. Addressing the event, Chairman Oli said the UML is committed to strengthening state institutions, upholding independence and nationalism, and transforming the country based on its past governance experience. Similarly, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has also released its election manifesto titled A Commitment Paper for the House of Representatives Election. Unveiled at the party gathering in Surkhet, Karnali province, the manifesto outlines policy reforms in state structure, economy, digital transformation, energy, education, health, diplomacy and good governance. The party has proposed 100 policy foundations for transformation and plans to introduce a directly elected executive system. President of Nepali Congress Gagan Kumar Thapa said that his party aims to make country free from corruption within the next 5 years. President Thapa reaffirmed the party's stance against corruption at a program organized by the Nepali Congress in Kathmandu yesterday. The newly elected president of the oldest party of the country also pleased that leaders of any political party would be subjected to corruption investigation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Afghanistan is facing a surging child malnutrition crisis as aid cuts leave most families without food or treatment. The news agency Associated Press has quoted the World Food Programme as saying 4 million Afghan children are suffering from acute malnutrition, the highest levels ever recorded in the country. The agency says it is now forced to turn away 3 out of 4 malnourished children due to severe funding shortages. Afghanistan's humanitarian crisis has deepened since the Taliban took over in 2021, when much of the foreign aid that sustained the economy was abruptly halted. The country is also grappling with drought, earthquakes, economic collapse and the return of millions of displaced Afghans from neighboring countries. The World Food Programme says the Afghanistan budget has dropped sharply from $600 million in 2024 to an expected $200 million this year, limiting its ability to reach those in need. Health officials say malnutrition treatment services have expanded but limited resources continue to hamper efforts. With aid agencies reporting rising child deaths and warned the real numbers may be higher in the remote areas, humanitarian groups are calling for urgent international support to prevent further loss of young lives. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and partly cloudy conditions will prevail over Mathes province. Mist will occur in some places of the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Meanwhile, Kathmandu Valley is experiencing light rain in the morning today. Likewise, Triveni Municipality in Bajura district of Western Nepal experienced heavy hail storm yesterday afternoon, which lasted for about an hour, affecting the winter crops. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission launches TikTok voter awareness campaign ahead of House of Representative polls. Prime Minister Karki says March 5th House of Representative election will mark new phase of democratic stability. Home Minister Arial calls on voters to participate confidently in upcoming polls. Central Security Committee reviews election preparedness nationwide. And Afghanistan faces record child malnutrition as aid cuts deepen crisis. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.